Blog Talk Radio.
Working as an intern with Will Smith, you say to them, look, I have to have the Sabbath off, which may I just confess that I learned in my first meeting with Devon, all these years I thought the Sabbath was Sunday.
Yeah.
I've been going to church. We say worship on the Sabbath, worship on the Sabbath in the Baptist church. And you corrected me. You said, no, Sunday is the first day of the week. Yeah. Sabbath is Friday.
I think it's important to mention that there have been nearly 400 treaties written by the United States in good faith with the Indians, and every single one of them was abrogated. It means broken or changed or altered.
New York, 103, 8,
103-47. I'm online class. 847. Don't even give Tim then. And if I'm angled, we'll see what he got to say about that. I'm trying to find when you meet your brother. The loud voice, he said. Mr. Tim. Got my beat that I've seen, right?
And Yahuwah bless you, Brother Sears will receive well. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, Mr. Tibbs. I hear a lot of voices on this. I hear a lot of everything. So tell me something. What are you hearing, Mr. Tibbs? You on the clock, come on.
Well, I'm hearing the same thing you're hearing. Your voice is fading in and out every few words, like you have bad reception. Other than that, I can make out every other sentence.
Okay. Hallelujah. What about now, Mr. Tiff? Is there a different, if there's a different read about now, Mr. Tiff?
Well, it's a little bit different, probably a bit more legible. But as you speak, you know, hopefully it maintains to stay stable.
All right. Good enough. Well, we got 195 international countries. They're logged in, and 103-847 is flashing from New York, New York. So got a lot of things we'll try to touch on, and after you laid the foundation. Mr. Tibbs, you on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, Brother C. Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And like you say, it's distractions everywhere. But that seems to be the age of when you start getting yourself into the word of Yahuwah. You start noticing these distractions. And then as you start becoming more vested in his words, the distractions even start to attack you more. And maybe many others have noticed that also. On my end, it's almost like an every other day basis for me. The guy that I call the spaceman, we had a conversation just yesterday, and his thing was almost like the Jehovah's Witnesses this time. He comes out and tells me about aliens and angels again. And did you know, he said, that Michael was Yahuwah's son? And I said, why would you say that? Because he was the only angel strong enough to be Lucifer and his deceptive angels. So I told him, I had this conversation once before with some Jehovah's Witnesses, and they were reading the American Standard Bible. And this is a good note for everyone that's listening also, to build up your strength in Yahuwah. I said to them, are you aware, or does your Bible have the book of Hebrews? Yes, it does, they replied. I says, well, look at chapter 1, somewhere between verses 4 to 6, and read what it says. So currently I have that scripture in hand. So they started to read. And verse 4, it says, and being made so much better than the angels, he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. 5, for unto which of the angels at any time that he said, thou art my son, this day I have begotten thee, and again I will be to him a father, and he shall be my son. 6, again, when he bringeth into the first begotten into the world, he said, let all the angels of Yahuwah worship him. So at that time, they began to see that it did not indicate that an angel was the son of Yahuwah, because in their own book that they read, which is different, slightly different from the King James, it did indicate who he was. So the next question that came to part, how big is an angel? What was the size of an angel? So I said, well, again, this shows me that you're not rehearsing the righteous act. You're not reading the Bible. You're looking at too much YouTube and then one eye Satan, and it's not giving you what you need. To go to Revelations chapter 21. Look at 17. What does it say? He said, read it for me. I said, okay, so I have to read it for you. So apparently you don't have your Bible. So 17 says, and he measured the wall thereof 144 cubits according to the measure of a man, that is, of an angel. So we broke it down. It says he measured it, so his wall also 140 cubits. That's about 200 feet according to a man's measurements. Now, that's the size of one of the angels, which we know they can come in different sizes and different shapes according to how they wish to appear. But you have to do your homework, see, well. So knowing that, we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahuwah's Ministry that's coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's Word and connecting the books, your health, and foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days, which we truly do. And we do this because you have not. This is information that you came to seek. And now you found that what you have sought in Yahuwah's ministry. That's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We don't have a class on Tuesday unless we're having a special event. But we do have a Sabbath class. Now, the top part of Sabbath, the current time, is starting Friday, which is 7:15 to 10:15. The bottom part is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m. And the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your current smart devices. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under the line, you're going to see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings and follow the same instructions as you did for previous use. Doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. But I guarantee you won't hear the police sirens when that is not done. You will seek Yahuwah's vengeance. Because remember, Yahuwah loves that you're forgiven. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah Live. Also, to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. This time, type in three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as this appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We also have two email addresses to use. The first is tribe, that's tribeyhdh, @gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answer, or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics. You can even state how our program was enjoyed by you. One note we'd like to add. Please do not call any previous numbers for the seer during program time as not to disturb the words of Yahuwah, because we have a few Bible verses that explain why. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verse number 13, it says, he that answers a matter before he's heard it is folly. shame unto him. The other comes from the book of James, chapter 1, verse 26. 26 says, if any man or woman among you seem to be religious and bridle not his or her tongue, but deceiveth his or her own mind, this man or woman's religion is vain. But you can imagine, during the interruptions and everything that occurs, there are still those who do the opposite of what the scriptures say. They will call during a program announcement or call some sort of disruption when the words of Yahuwah are being spoken unto you. And I suppose they may not be familiar with Yahuwah the Son has given us in the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 29. 29 says, Yahuwah the Son answered and said unto them, ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of Yahuwah. So also, an extra reminder, don't contact us here by email, text, or voicemail. Remember, he's usually pretty busy responding to the WCC, answering memos, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and mostly important, preparing your lesson before our program starts. Remember, the seer is one man limited by Yahuwah's creation to only 100% of what one man can do. So please place all your calls to the international line. You will receive a call back if it's legit, because many of our questions can be answered by one of our anointed camps. Thank you for your consideration. Yahuwah be with you all. Now, the numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is the live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is the international number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry, but not this year. He's often tried to exceed Yahuwah's creation of 100% and found that this is impossible. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except for Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. To do that, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. This time, type in three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program that you were late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. One note, we're also making it possible to get a CD or DVD recording any program by request. Just call the international line on any particular day or number of days. Well, today is another day where we want to hear the words of Yahuwah, and not those that listen to it taking the verses another way, like we usually run into. We want to try to eliminate the deceptive listeners, the complainers, the page flippers, looking like they're paying attention, but are completely lost when they're called to speak. You have to remember, we can only do 100% of what one man or one woman that was Yahuwah created to do, and that's if at all possible, because time is not in our favor. If anyone has ever said they've even done more than 101%, they just lied. Now they're doing the work of another past Yahuwah's creation. That's impossible. Remember what the impossible was mentioned before? You can find that in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 26. 26 says, but Yahuwah the Son beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with Yahuwah all things are possible. As we begin to study the Bible and pick up on different points that gives us an understanding, we begin to find out a Bible tells us, as a man or woman, we are measured by our works, the things we think, do, and say. In the book of James, when you look at chapter 2, verse 18 says, yea, a man or woman may say, thou hast faith, I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. So this is what we do. We ask you to keep your Bibles open and study along with us as we show you our works, and you begin yours. So I'll turn our program back over to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. You have to ask him again on your part, properly kept on the bottom part. I'm looking at all these memos coming in and all this was on the table, so we're just going to see how much we can get in before they pull the plug on those fears. That's all I can tell you. So let's we go and find the Yahweh Israel. We'll get something going on. We'll look at some of these memos. And I ain't forgot about them bishops and deacons. I forgot about that. I had a call, and they said by tradition, since 2005, they've been going through the... You're going to see the poker since about 2005. Yeah. This right here, it's going to be my brother and sister gotta learn how to be 1434. In fact, let me bring Brother Yahweh Israel. And before we even get started, Brother Yahweh Israel, I don't see what in the world do 14 second as a 1434 say anyway.
Look at second Ed, chapter 14, verse number 34 reads. Book of 2nd Ezra 14, verse 34. Therefore it so be that you have to do your own understanding and reform your mind, you shall be kept alive. And after death, you shall obtain mercy.
Right. I mean, we cannot help you until you first do your own understanding. Because the way we have been taught, it's a shame that we don't have patience. The nation. I believe every broadcast, I'm going to read some kind of history on certain books, but all about what, and you give us more information. And I'm going to try to give a book out of every broadcast that be good for your library on what we on right now. Luke,
chapter 12. Book of Luke, chapter 12. Verse number 12 reads, For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
At the very same hour, right, teach you what you are. And I believe that, Brother Yahweh. So the righteous spirit gives us. Righteous spirit gives. And he would not have to be disembobulated or straighten you out. You know, so, we seem to get something going on, Brother Yahweh Israel. I'm watching these memos come in as they unfold. Open up what y'all want. No. This is pretty good. See, but open up with it. put what I tell you put on paper. Let's go to Romans chapter 6, verse 14. Let's go to Romans. We open up tape number 62, Romans chapter. And just see the way you see it there, brother. It's going to really help you. Understand, you got to produce all understanding and just don't be so flip with your lips. It makes sense. All of a sudden, we put down back on it. Let's see what Romans
The book of Romans chapter 6, verse number 14 reads, "For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace."
So you won't have dominion over you, under the law, under grace. Now, what do people say? Romans. Not upon the law, but upon the grace. Good. Romans 10, verse 4 says.
Book of Romans 10, verse number 4 reads. Book of Romans 10, verse 4. For Yahweh the Son is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth.
So, why is the end of the law? For righteousness.
Book of Galatians chapter 3, verse number 13 reads. Galatians 3, verse 13. Yahweh the Son has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, curses everyone that hangeth on a tree.
Curses everyone that hang on. Galatians chapter 5, verse 18. Now listen, take the non-account. No. And take good note, because stumbling, bumbling all around, not good. Take good note. Galatians 5:18.
Book of Galatians 5, verse number 18. But if you be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law.
If you're led, under the law. I know when you go with a loud voice, you say, "Brother Yahweh is right. Yahweh be there, see Royal.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel, and see Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Brother Yahweh, Brother Yahweh is right." We get kind of questions and a lot of big. They will bull rush you on something. What we just got to do here. And they were not upon the law. We are upon the grace. So we ain't got to keep the law. So the law is, we ain't got to keep the law. So we are upon the grace. Yeah, but see, you don't know. You know, the worst is drugs. I mean, I don't care. It's a drug called LSD, I think that's the name of it. They got all kind of drugs. They'll say it to you. But the worst is drug to an Israelite. It's forming Christianity. That is... worth it. Oh, and I feel sorry for anybody from Roman Catholic. That is drug. That drug is so bad. Let's go to 1 Timothy chapter 4. Verse 1 through 4. Let's examine. bad.
Let's get one verse at a time. Let's see not pick this apart, that brother Yaga. Let's see if we pick this apart. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Let's do one verse at a time. What is that in verse 1?
The book of 1 Timothy 4. 1 Timothy 4, verse number 1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the covenant, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils.
And they're going to give heed to doctrines of devils. Otherwise, the Spirit of the Bible will not be coming out their mouth. The Spirit of the Bible will be the Spirit of the devil coming out their mouth. That won't be coming out their mouth. Oh, Satan, the devil coming out their mouth. That's why we have to come down and show you exactly how much movement Roman Catholic Christianity have done to a majority of the people of the world. That's a heavy. That's the worst drug it is. Roman Catholic Church Christian. It's wrong. Verse 2.
Verse number 2. Speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with an hot iron.
Now, as you were watching that, but you were trying to do a little iron. And then one eye thing got so interesting in you, you left the iron on the white shirt. You left it on there and forgot about it. All of a sudden, you got to watching that one eye thing. I didn't tell you that you, the iron, got it down on top of the white shirt. So, you run back over to the iron and pull it up. You see the iron print in that shirt. Now, what can you do? It ain't no way in the world. What's that word called again, brother? Y'all got your letter. Pronounce that word again.
Having their conscience seared with a hot iron.
And just like that's why we got our conscience seared with a hot iron. So a lot of people because their conscience because there's no way in the world you would what you teach, knowing that you came back if somebody come at you, just like we just read, not upon the law, great. Go to the bank. I need to take out a loan. $1,000. Okay, like you got pretty good. It's a component. Well, I'm gonna change. No. What kind of agreement I got on paying it back? Well, I tell you what we do. We'll give you 1 year. Pay out $10,000 back. Okay. Got 1 year. A year come up, you find out you have a little problem, and you go back in and say, well, you. Contract said I got 1 year. I'm short. I need a little more time to stop the video. Oh, so what you want is grace. That what you want? You want some grace? Just period. Grace period. Okay, I think well 6 months. Now tell me something. Now by you under grace, if you haven't complete that $10,000 loan. In upon the grace. That means you don't pay the... You don't pay it? system? No. That means you have to pay it for other consequences. Grace is a time period for you to come back to what's written in the Bible. You're doing grace right now by having voices of the true Israelites come on this national radio showing you that you're in a grace period now to combat what you agreed on. Let's go to Hosea chapter 1. We don't give you examples of things. We're going to Hosea chapter 1, folks. Now listen to this. Hosea chapter 1, verse 4 through 6.
The book of Hosea, chapter 1, verse number 4 through 6 reads, book of Hosea, chapter 1, verse number 4. Yahweh said unto him, call his name Jezreel, for yet a little while, and I will avenge the blood of Jezreel upon the family of Jehu, and will cause to cease the kingdom of the family of Israel. Verse number 5. It shall come to pass at that day that I will break the bow of Israel in the valley of Jezreel. Verse 6. She conceived again and bare a daughter. Yahweh said unto him, call her name Laruamah, for I will no more have mercy upon her, the family of Israel, but I will utterly take them away.
He will utterly take Israel. Now, Christianity, the majority of the camp, you're going to only take Israel away. What are you talking about? What Israel are you talking about? In the book of 1 Kings, chapter 12, do we know in 12? Let's see what happened in 1 Kings chapter 12. Something happened in 1 Kings 12. 12. We're going to get right down to it, but we're just going to hit this and get out the way real quick.
The book of 1 Kings, chapter 12, verse number 16 reads,
Brother Yahdai Israel, chapter 12, verse
The book of 1 Kings, chapter 12, verse number 16 reads, 1 Kings 12, verse 16. So when all Israel saw that the king hearkened not unto them, the people answered the king, saying, what portion have we in David? Neither have we inheritance in the son of Jesse. To your camps, O Israel, and see to thine own family, David. So Israel departed unto their camps.
Mm-hmm. And what happened next? Verse 17, verse 19.
Verse number 17. But as for the family of Israel, which
verse
dwell
17,
in the cities
19,
of Yahdai Judah.
17 to 19.
Verse
17.
But as for the family of Israel, which dwell in the cities of Yahdai Judah, Rehoboam reigned over them. Verse 18. Then King Rehoboam sent Adoram, who was over the tribute,
and all Israel stoned with stone that he died. Therefore King Rehoboam made speed to get up to his chariot to flee to Yachdai Judah, southern kingdom. Verse 19. So Israel, northern kingdom, rebelled against the family of David, Yachdai Judah, southern kingdom, until this day.
Right. Until this day, Northern Kingdom have a number on them. Northern Kingdom failed until this day, and they have a number on the Northern from the Kingdom. Northern
Last verse 31. You didn't catch that, Seal. You kind of a little muffled there.
Last verse of the 10th. I know I'm trying to ignore all the facts that I'm getting myself there, Brother Yahjai Israel. And 10:31, what he would say, give me the last verse and 1 Kings 10:31.
The book of 1 Kings 10:31.
The last verse of 10:31 there, Brother Yahjai Israel.
The book of 1 Kings 10:31. Last verse in 1 Kings 10 is 29.
Yeah, the last verse in the 11th chapter, verse 31. Give me the last. I'm going to get a number of the children of Israel. I'm looking for the last verse in 10:31. How many?
The book of 1 Kings 11:31. And we'll give 10 tribes to you.
10 tribes. Go to 5. Tell me how many Israel is. Verse 35, last verse. Last verse there, Father God, God, Israel.
Even 10 tribes.
So, when you talk Israel, after you come out of 1 Kings 11 and 12, all you can talk is 10 tribes. You don't lump them all together because they would not be together until they follow the rules and regulations how to come together. 10 northern tribes, they're not together until they follow the rules and regulations on how to come together. So now, but who's going to teach them rules and regulations? They can't teach themselves. That's why I said it's a big job. That's why we got everything out of order. The Northern Kingdom is off in Roman Catholic Catholicism. Southern Kingdom is often Islam. They have a big job to deal with this. Probably don't have time. You know, we're going back to now. We go on the table. The grace. We put the grace on the table now. We come again. I'm just, remember, we got a long time now for the next speech. So now we got a long time for the next speech to come up. So we got so much stuff we need to line up now. That was a pretty good speech last night. Hallelujah, rock. And, let's go back to Hosea again there, brother. Bless the whole there again. Did we just move around a little bit and lay a little out? And then we're going to make some statements this time. Now we're going back to Hosea again and read things famous verse. Hosea, chapter 4, verse 6.
The book of Hosea, chapter 4, verse number 6 reads, book of Hosea 4, verse number 6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because I have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you, that you should be no priest to me, till you have forgotten the Torah instructions of Yahuwah, I will also forget your children.
The man just said, he said, my people, they are the source of life. Now, Christianity have destroyed us. They destroyed us, Peter, right here. Here now, that verse on pass. What you do? You are yourself. But you never go further with that verse. My people are the store for lack of knowledge. That's why the world can claim so much. And you can't claim anything. Now, they use that verse up there, my people are the store for lack of knowledge. Now you ain't gonna be no priest for me. What if the priest of words that what's really going on? How about one, for example. If you was 4-1, for example, what it says, Brother Yahdaya?
The book of Hosea 4, verse number 1. Hear the word of Yahuwah, you family of Israel. For Yahuwah have a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of Yahuwah in the land.
Now, Look how easy that is. Now read verse 9. Now read verse 9.
Verse number 9. There should be like people, like priests, and I will punish them for their ways and reward them for their doing.
I'm going to punish them for their ways and reward them what they are doing. Now, when you're teaching six anointed, when you're teaching, you still go to verse number six. This is how you read verse. This is how you read it. Stop. My people, back up to Matthew. Back up to 2:6. Step back here. 2:6.
Book of Matthew, chapter 2, verse number 3. Book of Matthew 2, verse number 6. But thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Yahdah Judah, are not the least among the princes of Yahdah Judah, for thou you shall come a governor that shall rule my people, Israel.
Yes, me, right? Now, we come right back to verse 6. With that understanding, when you read this verse, this is how you read the verse. But you got to take good note. So everybody can use this verse cliche. But that's when you know that's how would you read it? How would you read that verse? I want Brother Yahdah read the sixth anointed temple. Now let's read it again, Brother Yahdah. We got on tape. Now we're going to show you how you read that verse. But the information you just got is right. If you study it, and the Spirit of God will be with you, you'll be able to read that verse right off the top. It will cause some confusion of the world about a Christian. But you got to be where you want to.
The book of Hosea, chapter 4, verse number 6. My people, Israel, are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because you, Israel, have rejected knowledge. I will also reject you, that Israel should be no priest to me. Seeing Israel has forgotten the Torah instruction of Yahweh, I will also forget your children.
My people, Israel, is destroyed for like a... My people, Israel, I'm going to forget you. I'm going to forget you. I will also forget your children, Israel. They don't forget you, see, right? Because you don't know how to read the Bible. Anytime you read the Bible, never forget what Paul says in verse. What did Joel say in 6 verse 11? In 22:24, but it say that, brother, Yahdai Israel, see, right?
The book of Joel, chapter 11, verse number 6 reads, that he will show thee the secret of wisdom, that they are double to that which is. Now therefore they are quite exacted of you less than your sin deserve. The book of Sirach, chapter 42, verse number 24. All things are double, one against another. You have made nothing imperfect.
All things double, they right. When you read the Bible have a double meaning. He knew that you was going off into captivity. So he let everybody else talk and walk your Bible. But you got to be clear that Bible has a double meaning. When you read the Bible, the double meaning to the Bible, the answer is in the double meaning. That's why you got to know how to read Yahweh with you. And we know when you got it. Because you'll come out the gate with the understanding in the children of Israel. Yahweh's people there. Christian, Islam, Judaism, all these five, Moab, Ammon, Ammonese, not Yahweh's people. You have to be careful. Job that's on the table now. It's coming to a close. That's why we come humble enough to show you. It's time now to get yourself in Yahweh before it's too late. But you want to have some work. I mean, some serious work. You want to know how to go with it. Time. No sales. Because he told you to do it. Do it, say it's a number 15. Do you know what the heavenly traveler say? Let that stand in your head like that nine on the hand. Still with a hard eye. Nothing you can do for you. Christianity is the worst drug. LSD. No drug. Christianity. That is a mean drug.
Book of Numbers.
What?
I didn't catch the chapter or verse here.
I forgot about it, man. When I threw it on the table, I was gone. So I guess I put that number to the side. Yeah, brother Yahdai Israel, it don't got past me now. Because I was looking up I was five verses up the head after you came out of whatever you could do in number. What was the last verse you read? Before I number. 33.
Sirach chapter 42, verse 24.
All things are double, huh? I got lost. Oh, now. I gotta look at that. Come back another time on that. Let's run to the book. Look at verse number 25. Acts chapter 2, verse number, make it 1 and 5. Look at verse 1 and 5. Acts 2, 1 and 5.
The book of Acts, chapter 2, verse number 1. Verse number 5 reads, book of Acts chapter 2, verse number 1. And when the day of the Feast of Weeks, the Lutheran word Pentecost, was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Verse number 5. And there were dwelling in Yahdai Judah, devout men out of every nation under heaven.
Now, in 2005, you go to your computer and find out what preacher got an invitation to all the other Pentecostals. And let's go and visit the Pope. Pentecost. And all from our team. Black being Pope. Oh, yes. 2005. I'm talking about why did y'all go visit? You know, we've been doing this series since 2005. It was orchestrated by a bishop. He's no longer here now. So tradition would go visit the Pope on Pentecost. Feast of Weeks. So you go on your computer and put up what bishop or galvanized to go visit the Pope on Pentecost. And the year is 2005. And you'd be surprised what's his name. And he had it now. And they still keeping visiting the Pope on the Feast of the Week for Pentecost. So you can see now the foundation, they started in 2005. At the best, 2007. And you found what this business name. He's dead now, and they still following that. It's like an iron on a white shirt. You watch that one eye say, forget about that iron, and come back and pull that iron up, and you see that seal in there. You can't get it out. And that's what we're dealing with our people. We cannot get that. But we clear in 13 verse 8 and 10, but something we clear about. What are we clear about in Zechariah 13 verse 8 to 10, Brother Yahya? Is this that we clear about? What are we clear about? Zechariah 13, 8 through 10.
Book of Zechariah, chapter 13, verse 8 to 10 reads, Book of Zechariah 13, verse 8, it shall come to pass that in all the land, save Yahweh, two parts therein shall be cut off and die, but the third shall be left therein. Verse number 9, and I will bring the third part to the fire, and I will refine them as silver is refined, and will try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name, and I will hear them. I will say it is my people, and they shall say, Yahweh is my Yahweh.
Hear that? So, two-thirds, three, six, nine, questions. Three. Nine would be teacher. And what do nine do? He go back and grab the 3-6? No, they gave it. Now left would go grab 12. 3, 6, 9, 12. Nine gonna be the teacher. Then you got four. 3 and 12. 3, 6, 9, 12. Nine gonna be the teacher. What do nine do? Go back and grab the majority that's dead, or he grabs the 12, third part of the 12 that's living. That's exactly how much gonna make it to you right. So somebody gotta raise nine up. Go forward and get the third of the six. 3-6. It's dead. It is me right. Now, let's go back and show you where it started from. Go back and ask you for a while again.
The book of Acts, chapter 2, verse number 5 reads, Book of Acts, chapter 2, verse number 5, and they were dwelling at Yagdah Judah, devout men out of every nation under the heaven.
Take that verse. That's when all nations came together on Pentecost. That didn't say all nations, right? That said of God Judah that is scattered on nations. But Christianity says all nations. And again, on Pentecost. That ain't what it says. That's Christianity. Isaiah chapter 11. That says what?
The book of Isaiah.
No. Hold on for a minute, so y'all get it, Israel. I want to speak about it. Because I want you to look at this unfold itself. What it says in verse 10? That's how you actually read
the book of Isaiah, chapter 11, verse number 10 reads, And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people,
to it shall the Gentiles, nations, see, and his rest shall be glorious, great.
Chapter 61, verse number 2 reads, Book of Isaiah 61, verse number 1. The Spirit of Yahweh is upon me, because he hath anointed me to teach good tidings unto the meek, sent me to bind up the broken minded, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Verse number 2, to proclaim the acceptable year of Yahweh and the day of vengeance of our Yahweh, to comfort all that mourn.
The Yahweh is strong. And what they got going on in
first, 1-1
again, Brother
Yahweh,
what they got going on again?
In the book of Isaiah 61, verse number 1, the Spirit of Yahweh is upon me, because Yahweh have anointed me to teach good tidings unto the meek, and sent me to bind up the broken minds, to proclaim liberty to the captives, to open as a prison to them that are bound.
You got a meat there. Meek. They got broken. They broken mind is there. And it's over captivity. So the Spirit of Yahweh is upon this guy right here. And he got a do some anointing. Well, he been anointed to do this job, to take care of meek. The broken mind and the ones that are kept. Now already go on and on right here. But it's so distinct in that verse. And this is what I'm trying to tell you. The Bible has a double meaning to it. There's a whole lot in that verse right there. You just can't read that verse. Just like reading the verse 5-8 back to Acts chapter 3-5-8 again. Now look at Acts chapter 2-5-8.
Book of Acts chapter 2, verse number 5-8 reads. Book of Acts chapter 2, verse number 5. And there were dwelling in Yahdah Judah, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Verse number 6. And when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. Verse number 7.
And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, Behold, are not all these which speak of Yachdah Judah in Galilee. Verse 28. And how hear we every man in our own tongue, language, wherein we were born?
Speak your language through the computer, and it'll come out and prayer somewhere. But they got some by you speaking English.
Book of Deuteronomy 16, verse 16. Three times in a year shall all your males appear before Yahuwah. Yahuwah your Yahuwah is the place which he shall choose, and the Feast of Weeks, and in the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and in the Feast of Weeks, and in the Feast of Tabernacles, they shall not appear before Yahuwah empty.
So that was read to them after they was not born nowhere near the southern kingdom. So they knew they had to go to the southern kingdom. Now, and they left home to get to the southern kingdom. Now, we're leaving. It's wrong. Now, bishops and the deacons, they leave for the wrong to sit up under the Pope with his little white cook, and you had a black cap on. Now you're going to take offering the donation, and you're going to take that money to finance that trip going to the Pope. Does that bring the guys? Big deacons on DNA. On DNA. Go on your computer and look for yourself. 2005, 2007, the whole list of their names. And traditionally, they will leave, say, they go to the Book of Acts. Yeah, I got Israel. Book of Acts. Look at 32. Now, do opposite. 32. The Book of God, Israel.
The Book of Acts, chapter 6, verse number 2. Then the 12 called a multitude of their disciples unto them and said, it is not reason that we should leave the word of Yahuwah and serve tables.
You see what you see what he is? Serve Yahuwah and go. Read it up. Now, call back to me where I say Israel. Number 15 and 16 says. That's the way I was hearing back there a little while ago, but it got away from me. I dropped it down on you. You can do the tape and you're going to see it. I'm going to 15 and 16. What is that guy here, Israel?
Book of Numbers 15. Verse 15 and verse 16 reads. Book of Numbers 15, verse 15. One ordinance shall be both for you of the congregation of Israel. And also for the stranger that sojourning with you, and ordinance forever in your generation, as you are, so shall the stranger be before Yahuwah. Verse 16, one Torah instruction and one manner shall be for you, and for the stranger that sojourning with you.
Well, let me see right now, Bishop. Deacon broke that red bell. One way until the Pope come and sit with you, you wouldn't put the Pope. You know what you did? Put our veil. What you did according to the Bible. When your bishop taking them high free will offerings, and they all got on them jets and airplanes, their private jets, to go visit the Pope. Something they've been doing since 2005, 2007. That is a disgrace. That ain't got nothing to do with Bible. As you are, so shall the other nations be. You cannot be like them. They must be like you. The heavenly chariot is going to stand. You know what I'm doing? Do what I'm doing. And 28 chapters. We're going to see today what has been done there, Brother Yahshua. 29. Thank you, Brother Yahshua. Here's verse 9. Verse 16. All I need one line. Yeah, one line and go in the second line and get our point out the way. 29 and 16. Give me one line and a couple words in verse 16. That's all we need. What'll happen, Brother Yahshua Israel? Isaiah 29, verse 16.
Book of Isaiah 29, verse number 16 reads, surely your turning of things upside down shall be esteemed as the potter's clay.
This thing has been turned upside down. And the closest minister deal with this thing is the voices of the true Israel. This thing has been turned
God now. Now we read in yesterday about the Moabite song, the Manasseh song. That's the name written on it. Look for you to find out who wrote it. That's the name written on Manasseh song. It's 840 B.C. 40 B.C. wasn't no biography writing. So the Moabite song got a name written on it. We talked about it yesterday. We're going to talk about it today. That name is very important to Israel. It's written right on the stone. It says, of Israel. It's, the name is of Israel. You go there on the Moabite stone. 840 B.C. Look it up and see what name on there. You tell me. How many people use that name? They were using God and Jesus all the way. It's like the iron hitting the earth. And on still they brain, it's so returned. You're the one you got to deal with it. They got on David going to stand. Now, today, the Feast of Weeks, all nations that knew about Deuteronomy 16, 16, 17, three times a year, must appear before me. Why was the male to do that? Why did they say all male? Why did they say that? Give out. Torah 3:9-7. You say, Brother Yahya Israel.
Book of Torah, chapter 3, verse 9 and verse number 11 reads. Torah chapter 3, verse 9. For the blessing of the father established the family, but the curse of the mother rooted out the foundation. Verse 11, for the honor of a man is from the honor of his father, and a mother is in dishonor is a reproach to the family.
Yes, they're right.
So, back up to Isaiah. Six. And look what it says. Two. Verse 3. Look what it says in Isaiah 15. Verse 2. And verse 3.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 60, verse number 2, and verse number 3. Isaiah 60, verse number 2. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But Yahweh shall arise upon you, and his honor shall be seen upon you. 3. And the Gentile nations shall come to your light. Kings to the brightness of your rising.
What did verse 3? What verse 3 says again, Brother Yahya Israel?
Isaiah 60, verse 3. And the nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising.
I didn't hear respond at all that WCC. I didn't hear the respond at all. I just read that verse. I didn't hear. And simply verse 2, I mean 3. And the Gentiles have come to the light. The Gentiles have come to the light.
and the king through the brightness of thy rising. What that supposed to mean? A little W, look at here, we got your point. We got your point. We gonna mute Brother Yada. We got your point. But see, well, once the people of the book get the point, that's the lick. We know you got the point anyway, but the people of the book got to be the one to get the point. The Brother Yada is, well, he's been mute out of the broadcast. And we don't go get Mr. Tibbs, get his final thoughts. Get the eyeball to seven class. Find Mr. Tibbs and bring him back in and get his final thoughts. Well, see, one thing about it, that's what we keep telling you, see, right here. We need our own. We need a set of our own. We need to stop reacting. It's time for us to be an Action Jackson. Land School Banquet Hall, and a radio station. To get this message to not the three, no, the five. You got 369 trails. According to Zachariah, two-thirds is not going to make it. Two-thirds of what? The 369 trail. They ain't going to make it. They ain't going to make it. Their conscience have been sealed with a hot iron. And there's no way in the world when you see that iron and you scarf them, that shirt, you'll never get that out. And that's what some of the peoples of Israel is about. They ain't going to get that out. They almost have a personal reason why they don't do that while I was being. And I'm saying something. It's going to be tried. But the man's bird. See that? Mr. Phil, what's your final thought on another fine audience?
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, Brother C.S.Will, and thank you for bringing me back into our broadcast tonight. You know, earlier we was mentioning about the angels and the confusion that some people had about the angels, which probably is not, not often seen, where someone will reach out and say, well, especially when you see someone of the ministry, not our ministry, but of another ministry, teaching people like Michael was the archangel without doing the research in their Bible. And this is why we do research and come out with this information for the people of Seed Royal. You know, because that question that was asked was really a tremendous question. Yahuwah the Son, is he an archangel? Well, as I said before, Yahuwah the Son is not Michael, the archangel. The Bible nowhere identifies Yahuwah the Son as Michael or any other angel. And for that matter, as I said before, when we look at Hebrews, strongly looking at chapter 1, verses 5 through 8, it draws a clear distinction between Yahuwah the Son and the angels. For which of the angels did Yahuwah ever say, you are my son today? And I will become your father. Or again, I will be a father and he will be my son. These are things that you have to think about. Why did Yahuwah the Father say this? And again, when Yahuwah brings his firstborn into the world, he says, let all Yahuwah's angel worship him, in reference to Yahuwah the Son. And speaking of the angels, he says, he makes his angels winds, his servants flames of fire. But about the Son, he says, your throne, O Yahuwah, will last forever and ever, and righteousness will be the scepter of your kingdom. The veracity of the heavenly beings is made clear in this passage when you read it. Angels worship Yahuwah the Son, who as of Yahuwah is alone worthy of worship. No angels ever worship in Scripture. Therefore, Yahuwah the Son, worthy of Scripture, cannot be Michael or any other angel. The angels are called sons of Yahuwah, the sons of Yahuwah. And you'll find this when you look in the book of Genesis, chapter 6, reading from verses 2 to 4, in Job, chapter 1, verse number 6, chapter 2, verse 1, and 38, 7. But Yahuwah the Son is the Son of Yahuwah, which is mentioned in Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 8, and again mentioned in the book of Matthew, chapter 4, verses 3 to 6. Well, anyway, reading this information should get those with their understanding back to where it should be. So knowing that, we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry. Because we know there are many that came to hear the things that most of us here can hear, and some listening never understand. And the reason being, because that's without proper teaching. So the teaching begins by inviting you to attend another session of Yahuwah's ministry with new and exciting topics, always from the King James Bible, first and foremost about Yahuwah's word, connecting the books, your health, and foods that you should eat that we often mention, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have knocked. This is information that you came to seek, and you found that what you have sought in Yahuwah's ministry. That's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days is from Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. And the top part of the Sabbath class is generally from Friday, current time starting at 7:15 to 10:15. The bottom part is Saturday. The temple class starts at 12 p.m. And the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m., again, until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also are using a website address. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your smart devices, right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under the big line, and you're going to see some choices. One, which is tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you possibly may see menu. But clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings and follow the same instructions as you did for previous use. Doing so, remember what it says in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. Number 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name, and bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone when doing this to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, live. Also to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. This time on the search line, type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. When you click the red live button, as soon as it appears, you'll be right into a live online broadcast. Now, the current two email addresses that we're using. The first is tribe, that's tribeyhdh@gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject or related topics answered. The other is yhdhysrael@gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. One thing that we'd like to add, please do not call any previous numbers that you may retain for the seer during program time is not to disturb the words of Yahuwah. We use a few Bible verses to explain why. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 13, it says, heeded answer a matter before he's heard it is folly, and shame unto him. We look at another verse in the book of Sirach, chapter 11, verse 8. It says, answer not before thou have heard the cause, neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk. But even afterwards, of listening to the scriptures, there's still those that do the opposite of what the scriptures say. They will call during the program announcement or cause some sort of disruption when the words of Yahuwah are being spoken unto you. And I suppose they may not be familiar with what Yahuwah the Son has said in the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 29. 29 says, Yahuwah the Son answered and said unto them, ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of Yahuwah. So once again, we find it necessary to remind you, do not contact the seer via email, voicemail, or text. He's usually pretty busy answering many memos that most of us have seen during current broadcasts and previous broadcasts, even having thoughts of running just a memo show. Responding to the WCC, the New York station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and mostly important, preparing Yahuwah's lesson before our program starts. Remember, even though doing all this work, the seer is only one man, limited by Yahuwah's creation to only 100% of what one man can do. So please place all your calls to the international line. You will receive a call back if it's legit, because many of the questions that you ask can be directed by one of our anointed camps. Thank you for your consideration. I'll be with you all. Now, the numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is the live conference room numbers, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number that we often mention. You can call and leave a message on scriptures you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry, but not the seer, as you might imagine. He's tried to exceed Yahuwah's creation of 100% and found that this is impossible. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always catch the entire show at 9:15, except for Fridays. The program will be repeated after 10:30 p.m. To get there, open up any search engine. Type three words once again in the search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the program that you are late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Another good note for those of you that are listening, we're making it possible to get a CD or DVD recording of any program by request. Just call the international line to order any particular day or number of days. Well, we don't want you to forget what Yahuwah the Son said about the impossible. Looking at the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 26. 26 says, Yahuwah the Son beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with Yahuwah all things are possible. So at this time, we're going to do what we know that is possible. We will continue our learning in the words of Yahuwah. So keep your Bibles open. I will pass our program back to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, Mr. Kim. God bless you again. We're going to go back to the network and look to see Israel. And we'll bring in and go a few verses on the table. And about it, Negro, you know, we watch we watch everybody through the page. That's how we watch it. We know the Bible don't stand. That's how we watch it, see, right? We watch the page of the book. We going back and some more good stuff. Remember, it's been quite a while. Come up, but to do with that pen, that speech called Pentecost. So it's exactly hello. Israel.
Yahweh bless you, fear Israel of Seed Royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We have somebody. Now he's in the back. Oh, he ain't tough. Here, you might hear behind the way you be teaching. Like that. Okay. Good enough. See, Israel, we want to go back and all.
Okay, I don't hear you. You're on speaker. It's picking up everything.
But you could. Thanks. Big station. Find that. I might be cut off about 17 more minutes there. That's what we might do for you. But until that time comes, we're just going to go back and take a look at a couple statements after the G is real. What's this photo to me right here? Go to Matthew chapter 5. And look at 3-9. Back there at Pentecost in a minute. But what's it supposed to mean right here in Matthew chapter 5:3-9? Let's read that so the sea is around 6 miles wide. Come on.
Matthew chapter 5:3-9. Matthew chapter 5:3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. 4. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. 5. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. 6. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. 7. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy.
Hold on a minute. As you pause on that, let's go back and analyze that verse. Because everybody read that verse. Let's go back and analyze. We got a little. Let's go back and analyze 5. What is it again to Matthew 5:3?
Matthew chapter 5:3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Matthew 5:3. One more time.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Read that again, Susie Israel. I can't get out of here like I need to hear it. 5:3 again.
Matthew chapter 5:3. Be poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
I ain't hear nothing. I pulled Brother Yagda here. Brother Yagda Israel back. I didn't finish the broadcast up because I'm getting distracted from New York. Brother Yahya Israel. get distracted. Here we don't know what you're trying to do, but no, you never know. I don't know. And see Israel. Read that verse again.
Matthew chapter 5, verse 3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for they are the kingdom. Now, Yahweh pulled it. He pulled it from 37:11. Let's see what this man, blessed are the poor in spirit, because they got a kingdom of heaven coming. There you say. Pull that from Psalms 37:11. See Israel? 37:11.
Psalm chapter 37, verse 11. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace.
He said, you're a hell raiser. You ain't got nothing. That's what he just said. Otherwise, if you're not meek in this right here, you're a hell raiser. You ain't got nothing coming.
Mark chapter 1, verse 15. And saying, the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of Yahuwah is at hand. Repent you and believe in the gospel, the good news of the covenant.
Right. So who is he talking to that we can read? See, there go your game change. Who is he talking to? All these other people. Or Christianity on TikTok. And you know, this is what they have did. Let's go to Daniel chapter 7. We're going to Daniel chapter 7. Let's see what they have did. Verse 25. 7:25.
Daniel chapter 7, verse 25. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints, the 12 tribes of Israel, of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, the Torah instructions. And they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time.
Well, now, he changed the term in time. He don't change his time or they like saving. Now, he got it on. He got what's called like saving time. Never changed the term in structure. They still don't change it. So our country has been filled with a hot iron. The Torah instruction is how to celebrate one of Romans on it, Israel. What do Torah instruction got on celebrate one? Romans.
Chapter 7.
Yeah, verse 1.
Romans. Chapter 7, verse 1. Know you not, brethren, for I speak to them that know the Torah instructions, how that the Torah instructions has dominion over a man as long as he liveth.
Verse 10 through 12.
Romans chapter 7, verses 10 through 12. And the Torah instruction, which was ordained to life, I found to be unto death. 11. For sin, taking occasion by the Torah instructions, deceived me, and by it slew me. 12. Wherefore, the Torah instruction is righteousness, and the Torah instructions righteous and just and good. 13. Was then that which is good made death unto me? Yahuwah forbid. But sin, that it might appear sin, working death in me by that which is good, that sin, by the Torah instructions, might become exceeding sinful. 14. For we know that the Torah instruction is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. Oh.
Matthew 19:16-17.
Matthew chapter 19, verse 16. And behold, one came and said unto him, Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? 17. And he said unto him, Why callest you me good? There is none good but one, that is Yahuwah the Father. But if you will enter into life, keep the Torah instructions.
Oh, you see that? So all the way you will get in, you got to keep Torah instructions. That's the only way you'll get in life, see, Reagan. See, Christianity has told us that we can come up another way. The only way you'll get off into life is to keep Torah instructions. If you don't keep the Torah instructions, you will not get to life. This would hit his mouth. So you can examine yourself if you keep the Torah instructions. If you die today, tomorrow, or next year, you got a chance to be the king. If you don't keep the Torah instructions, you ain't got no chance. And he said in Luke, chapter 10, here comes the big secretary. And watch what he said in verse 25 and 26. Now some still talking. Luke 10:25-26. What do you say, Sister G. Israel?
Luke chapter 10. Verses 25 through 26. Verse 25. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? 26. He said unto him, what is written in the Torah instruction? How readest you?
Now, see us plain. The question was again, how can I get it? How can I get this? What's written? That's it. What's written? That's how you get in. What's written? You want to know how to get into this thing? What is written? Let's go back to Hosea 6. Hosea 6. You want to get in? Go back and read what's written. That's all you got to do. That was just there. Captain of your salvation said that. Look at this right here in 4 verse. What? 4 verse what? 4 verse 9.
Hosea.
4 9.
Chapter, Hosea, chapter 4, verse 9. And there shall be like people, like priests, and I will punish them for their ways and reward them their doings.
Who is the priest? What are you talking about? Who is the priest he's talking about? He said, now, the priest, hear what he says. He said, and there should be like people, like priests, and I will punish them for their ways. Why so? Why you gonna punish them? Let's look at Jeremiah 9 verse 5. Let's see if we find out why you gonna punish them. 9 verse 5. Let's read a little bit and find out why you gonna. Let's find out. Jeremiah 9 verse 5. Let's read a little bit there, Israel.
Jeremiah chapter 9 verse 5. And they will deceive everyone his neighbor and will not speak the truth. They have taught their tongue to speak lies and weary themselves to commit iniquity, sin.
They weary themselves to do 1 John 3. Verse 8.
1 John chapter 3, verse 4. Whosoever committeth sin transgresses also the Torah instruction, for sin is the transgression of the Torah instruction.
And they weary themselves to break the Torah instruction. They weary themselves because they don't keep nothing but violence. Say in Genesis 2 verse 3. Well, what do the Almighty say before he create a man? He say in 2 verse 3.
Genesis chapter 2, verse 3. And Yahweh blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which Yahweh created and made.
They weary themselves to keep. First day of the week. You know, I did say I'm going to try to read some book. Because I'm broadcast. I'm giving you about books. And since I was said, I want to look at for a minute. It was a book. What's the name of this book? This book is called The New World Europe. This book was written. This book is referring to 1493, 1825. Spell his name. So I get more calls on his name, so I just spell his name out. SEYOURLIEBMAN. That's it. Now, on page 131, chapter 7.
What's the name of the book?
The New World Europe.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
The New World, J-E-W-R-Y. And it talks about, it's a lot of things in the book, but I was going to pick out of in on this book. On page 131, chapter 7. About King John II of Portugal, 1481, 1495. King John II of Portugal, smoking gun. I'm gonna see what he did. Just gonna read what he done. During the 8 month period, many of Judah, that was in Portugal and Spain, who had not paid their entire fee, who was to leave the country to be out of Portugal and Spain unless you paid a tax, was caught. Once not left, caught and sold as slaves. Many your children, the children of the people, were taken to Saint Thomé, called Saint Thomas. From the age of 3 to 10, we take them from their parents and take them to an island that was discovered in 1471. We're taking the children from 3 to 10, and we converted to Catholicism. While the king was coming on Sunday, the parents fell down at his feet, and he had his God them away. Get away from around me. Because I told you to pay your taxes and you didn't get out in time. So now we take you to an island called Thomé. And there will be raised up Roman Catholic Church. That's the topic that seems right. When you pull up the Portugal man, John II, did you know that our forefathers, mothers, and parents, born to learn Christianity, had a separate island for them called St. Thomas, and they had them isolated to a spot And daddy taught them little babies Christianity. And then after somebody came and told them that that was the wrong way, and they got turned the right direction, the same people turned on them and sold them to where? Off that island of West Africa. To where? The New World and to Brazil. Did you get your history book ever tell you that in the 1400s, this was going on, see, right? That you were sold, the light was turned on you, and you was no use for them because the light was turned on you. You were sold to Brazil and to the New World in the 1400s. That was written in this book right here. Hey, I'm trying to give you a book to do some research. And then we want to go to page 1 on this book. Let me say it's on page 181. It says that now, what it say? On page 181. Many of the ships were engaged in bringing slaves from the west coast of Africa that came from Portugal to the 13 colonies, Great Britain, and the Caribbean was from original Judea, which is was the first one to be taken